What about Memphis?
Wasn't there some talk earlier about you possibly recording an album there? Are you ever going to record an album in the United States?
Well, if the price comes down, we might.
What's the matter with the price?
I don't know. When we went there, I forget what it was, but it was some ridiculous price they wanted us to pay to record. I don't know if it was them or the people who wanted the royalties or something. But it's about 1,000 times what we pay in England, you know, and we just thought, forget it, you know. Memphis sound or not, we'll get the London sound. It's easier and cheaper.
Let me ask you one more thing, and I know you must be concerned about the rumors, Paul, that were going around about the marriage. There was quite a bit of rumor about it supposedly happening here in Seattle. What can you say about it?
I can say I'm not concerned in the least, man. Really. I mean, I've never been so unconcerned. Because this is about the third year I've had this one. The first year I used to try and put people straight and say, I'm not married, you know, and all that business. But now, I mean, I just forget it, you know. I don't care if people think I'm like, you know, I've got 10 wives and divorced them all, you know. I'm not married.
What I was referring to was Seattle, here specifically. There had been a very definite rumor about it happening tonight. We had had reports that Jane was flying in and a honeymoon suite was rented and everything, and I guess they were very grossly exaggerated. Did you hear anything about it prior to coming?
I mean, how can you exaggerate something that like, is never there? It's just not even there to be exaggerated on. It was just made up completely, but that's an occupational hazard with us. People just make things up about us.
George, I don't know if you'll remember, but one of the disc jockeys had called you last year on your birthday.
Did you?
In London, and you were in a recording session. Do you remember that?
That was not last year, was it?
This year, I'm sorry, in February this year.
Yeah, that's right, hello.
You were in a recording session, and you couldn't hear us, and the connection was bad, and...
Yeah, that's right. Usually is at the recording session.
What were you recording in that session?
Oh, I've no idea at all. It must have been Revolver.
Was it Revolver?
Not Revolver. It must have been Rubber Soul, was it?
Well, probably yesterday and today.
Well, yesterday and today wasn't. We never actually recorded that.
Just a combination of singles.
It was Rubber Soul, Revolver, and all the old ones stuck together on an album.
You still have the supermarket?
Well, we don't have it. I don't have it.
You own it, though, right?
Well, we bought it, but it's this other fellow who's running it, and sort of it's for him, you know. It's nothing to do with us, really.
It's always nice to talk to a fellow Pisces. My birthday's February 26th, the day after yours, and so I often wondered if the same things will happen to me, you know, that have happened to you in your lifetime. Did you ever believe 6 years ago, that this was going to happen this way?
No, I never, just never thought about it. You know, we never expected anything, really. And so, it's just magic. It just happened.
How much writing are you doing now? I noticed you have a couple of cuts on the Revolver album. Are you devoting a little more time to your writing?
Not really, no. I'd like to write more, but I probably won't do any more writing until we need another album, and then I'll start writing then. But I may write more after this tour. I don't know. It depends. But you don't get round to picking up your guitar once you're off stage when you're on a tour, because... it's travelling. Now there's not much time to sit and relax, so you don't tend to write many songs touring.
Ideas for songs must come at like 3 a.m. or driving down the street in a car or something. What do you do if you get an idea? I mean, it's like you don't have your guitar right with you at all times. You stop, write it down?
You're mad. You can't write it down, really, unless you're a musician and you can write down music notation. But you just keep it in your head. I've got a tape recorder in the car as well. So you can sort of sing onto that and then work on it when you get home.
That's it, baby. The Beatles and the K. And we say, God love you all. Thank you for joining the fan club. And we expect to be letting you hear from the Beatles and the K soon again.